Oh, what's up, man? All right, guys, today's video is titled Indian Guy Cheats His Genetics in Saguda and a Tour of Europe's Widest Waterfall in Kaldiga, Latvia, where I'm at. So as you guys can see, Ventas Rumba Waterfall, which is that way, it's like an 18 minute walk this way. This is the widest waterfall in all of Europe. All right, so we're gonna start heading toward the waterfall. And you know, something I noticed on MGTOW TV, guys, when I make like a video about the places I go to, it doesn't get that many views. So I have to like mix in some woman shit in the video. That way you guys get to view, you know. No wonder Ken Del Rican does a MGTOW walk and talk shit. So that's what I have to do from now on. So a couple of days ago, I was in Saguda, which is like 50 kilometers away from Riga. And it was about dinner time over there. And I was going through their market. You know, they have like a mini, they have like a central market there where they serve food and they sell shit and stuff like that. Really nice market. It's small, you know. It kind of reminds me of a rest area in New York in White Plains, where it had like a small market where they had Burger King in there, they had Starbucks in there, you know, you can buy food. I actually used to, when I went to New York a couple of years ago, I'd actually sleep in the car at that rest area. It began with a T. It's in White Plains. It began with a T. It's on like Route 87 or 88, something like that. Really, really nice rest area, guys. I mean, I was eating, you know, Burger King, a dollar, a hamburger. Now, that was 4 or 5 years ago. You know, it's probably more now. But anyway, this video is not about me sleeping in a car in a rest area in New York, even though the central market in Saguda kind of reminds me of it. And I've said this before in other videos, and I'm going to say it again, man. Here in Latvia, when a kitchen gets too overwhelmed, or whether caffeine, which is their version of Starbucks, if they get too overwhelmed with orders, they just close down the registers and they tell you, hey, sorry, man, we're gonna be closed until we finish all these orders. So I wanted to eat this smash burger that they had, but the place I went to, they're like, hey, man, we're gonna be shut until we finish all these orders. You know, might be 20 minutes, might be half an hour. So I'm like, you know what, man, F it. Let me go somewhere else, because, you know, I have to hurry up for the train, right? Because I took the train to Saguda, and obviously I'm taking the train back. So I end up going to this kebab place, and look at the view, guys. See, this is the thing about Romania. It's like a fairy tale, dude. I mean, this is like the big plus side of this country, man. It's like a freaking fairy tale. It's like you're walking through a freaking fairy tale, man. The way the houses looks, it looks like a freaking enchanted forest, if you ask me. Anyway, so I went to this kebab place at that market in Saguda, and even though it's supposed to be fast food, it took me like half an hour for them to get my food, you know, because, you know, fortunately, they didn't close down, you know, to fulfill orders they already had. They were still open. But like I said, here in Latvia, they don't add more people to handle the stress when it comes to a spike. Like the Starbucks I'm at, you know, I told you guys, back in small town USA, I'm at Starbucks. You know, sometimes I spend more time at Starbucks working on MGTOW TV than the people actually work there. It's like these people come in, they clock out, I'm still there, you know. This just goes to show you how much time I spend on MGTOW TV every now and then. There we go again, man. They're simping for Ukraine. These people just can't stop simping. It's like, dude, can't you people stop simping? It's like, it's getting sad. Anyway, so what is I gonna tell you? Oh yeah, Starbucks has spikes, okay? Like during lunchtime, during dinner time, Starbucks has spike. And that's when a lot of people come in, and you know, 20 minutes later, these people are gone. And when I'm at Starbucks, most of the time, I took notice, guys, most of the time at Starbucks, I'm trying to find out if we're going in the right direction for the, we're going in the right direction. See, guys, Ventas, it's called Ventas Rumba. Waterfall Ventas Rumba. Again, this is the widest waterfall in all of Europe. So 13 minutes, okay, guys? So when I'm at Starbucks, guys, most of the time, I would say 80% of the time at Starbucks, they don't need the additional staff. It's like they have like 5 or 6 people at Starbucks, and I'm telling you, like 80% of the time, they don't need 5 or 6 people in there. They can probably get away with 2 or 3 people, but just to make sure, in case a spike happens, they would rather be overstaffed than understaffed. You know, that way you get your coffee latte in like 3 minutes rather than half an hour, you know, because if they do this nigger shit in America like they do here in Latvia, where they're like, yeah, sorry, bro, we're gonna shut down for the next hour, I don't know, you know, until we get these orders out, you're gonna go somewhere else, you know. And that's exactly what I did. So I went to this kebab place, and they didn't shut down. You know, the owner probably was Turkish, and he's like, I don't give a flying fuck, you know, we ain't gonna shut down. So I order my food, and I'm just waiting for them to bring out my food. It took like freaking half an hour. So I look at this table, and I see an Indian dude on his cell phone, and I see him sitting next to a white girl and her 2 kids. So at first, I thought this was just 2 people who happen to share a table. You know how when restaurants get overfilled and they would have to like, and people would like sit next to each other even though they really don't want to, but they do it anyway because the restaurant is packed. So at first I saw this Indian dude who was on his cell phone, you know, like looking at his cell phone, you know, being totally into his own little world. At first I thought this Indian dude was just sharing a table with this girl and her 2 children. So, you know, after a couple of glances, I took notice that the kids look a lot like the father, okay? And then like a couple of minutes later, the father, the Indian father, takes one of the kids to the restroom. So I know for a fact that this Indian dude is indeed the father of the kids. So once I realized that the Indian dude is the father of the kids, look at this, guys. Let's go stand over there. Let's go stand over there on the bridge. Yeah, let's go stand over there. The waterfall is that way. So let's go stand over there just to take a look at that, okay? So the Indian, so obviously the Indian guy and this Latvian girl, they had children together. Now, before all of you curry sellers out there say, yes, we can move to Latvia and cheat our genetics. A couple of things you guys have to understand, okay? I'll tell you after we take a look at this waterfall. I'm gonna hold the phone with both hands. You know guys, the only time I saw scenery like this was when we went on a family cruise to Alaska. We rented a car, we went around Alaska. That really was the only time I've seen scenery this beautiful in my life. So, going back to the Indian dude who had kids with this Latvian chick. Now, like I said, before you Curicell is out there, you know, high five one another and think you can come to Latvia and get yourself a Stacy, there's a couple of things you have to put in mind, okay? Number one, this Indian dude was not a Pajit, okay? For those of you who don't know, Pajit is the name of short, brown, ugly Indian dudes, okay? That's Pajit. Just like we have Pooja, special shout out to Martin Goldberg for the term Pooja for sub 5 Indian chicks. Pajit is sub 5 Indian dudes, okay? This Indian guy, he was not Pajit. Now, granted, he had brown skin. And the problem with brown skin, according to my hairdresser back in America, who was Korean and dated black guys, she said Indian skin has two problems. Number one, it's matte. Okay, for those of you who don't know, matte means not glossy, it's not shiny. And number two, Indian skin stinks, okay? So having brown skin as an Indian is no bueno, okay? You know, being short, brown, and fugly, it's like, dude, what are you doing even being alive at that point, you know? So, I want to go look at the other side, guys. I'm telling you, man, it's like a freaking fairy tale. It's like a freaking fairy tale here. The name of the place is called Kuldiga, Kuldiga. Let's go to the other side. I'm sure in summertime this place is beautiful, guys. In like summertime, I'm sure this place is like fucking beautiful in summertime. So, telling you dudes, Latvia is like a freaking fairy tale, man. I'm actually gonna miss this place. But plane tickets are so cheap. I can get a round trip ticket from here back to Miami and back here again for like $400. So, I'll be back, God willing. So anyways, going back to our Indian dude, problem with the brown skin when it comes to you Indian dudes out there is that it's not shiny and it sticks, okay? So this Indian guy, he was tall, okay? Because like I said, he had to escort one of his sons to the restroom. So he was tall. I would say that Indian guy was bona fide 6 feet or maybe even 6'1". So he was a tall Indian, okay? That's number one. Number two, his phenotype, okay, the way his face was structured, he had a decent face. You know, granted, he had those bug eyes. You know how Indians like Hamza have bug eyes? You know, he did have bug eyes, but his phenotype, the way his face was structured, was okay. So, damn wind is picking up. you know, the wind is not gonna be our friend tonight. So it is what it is. So when I looked at his kids, because like I said, you know, the first time I looked at them, I saw this was a white girl and her kids sharing a table with a Indian dude, okay? But the kids, their phenotype was very similar to their father, okay? That's when I was like, hey man, these guys are a fucking couple, you know? The kids, the good news is the kids passed off as white, okay? There really was not a hint of curry in the kids, okay? They had white skin. They had like dark brown hair. They had a Western phenotype. So there was literally not an ounce of curry in these kids. So I congratulate this Indian dude for cheating his genetics. Now, the second thing I want to bring up, because again, just so we can be totally clear, this Indian dude who cheated his genetics, he was not Pajit. He was not short. Well, he was brown, but he was not ugly, okay? So he was tall with a good phenotype, okay? He's not fucking Pajit, okay? You 5'5", short, brown, ugly Indian dudes, please don't come here and say, oh yeah man, I'm gonna get me a white Stacy. Please don't do that, guys. You know, please don't watch this video and say to yourself, oh yeah, well, if an Indian guy can cheat his genetics, I'm gonna cheat my genetics too, man. I'm gonna go to like fucking what you may call it, you know, they have a restroom. Okay, so all right, the waterfall is this way, so let's keep on going. Oh, they have something we can read. So this is like a piece of art or something. Apparently they have jumping fish here. Okay, there we go. You know, Latvia does have good fishing from what I understand. Obviously, I'm not gonna go fishing in fucking, you know, almost freezing weather. It's like 9 degrees centigrade out there. So, going back to what I was telling you, Indian dudes out there, is that, yeah, this dude was not short, brown, and fugly, okay? Again, the name of the place is called Digga, if you wanna look it up. Called Digga. So, if you want to look it up, guys, it's called Digga, okay? Alright, where's the waterfall at? Where's the waterfall at? Okay, well, apparently the waterfall is down here. Alright, so the Indian dude, guys, like I mentioned, he was not short, he was not ugly, yes, he was brown, okay? So, don't be short, brown, and ugly and think you're gonna get, you're gonna cheat your genetics in Latvia. That's number one, okay? Number two, guys, and this is quite important, okay? They didn't look happy, okay? The Indian guy was like in his own little world, okay? And, oh, this is only in either Latvian or Russian, no English. Okay, I'll just leave this like this for you guys out there who understand, like, Russian. Or you can go to latvia.travel. Maybe they have an English version of it or something like that. Yeah, there's no English version of it. How about the other side? Okay, they do have an English version on the other side. Venta Waterfall Venta Thrumba is the most watched place in Koldega. Widest waterfall in Europe, 250 meters wide. And during the spring, it can be 270 meters wide. It has a height of 1.8 to like 2.2 meters, meaning that I can actually stand in there, you know. April to October, we're in November. Fish try to go up into the spawning areas. Let's see. Yeah, they're saying so much fish used to jump up that all the people had to do is literally put like a basket under the waterfall, and all the fishermen had to do was like dump out the fish from the baskets. They use slave labor as prisoners from a Russian-Turkish war, but they didn't finish it. They didn't finish a canal or something like that. So obviously, delight of swimming and allows enjoying a free charge of a water massage. Yeah, I'm telling you guys, this is a great place during the summer, man. So let's continue, okay? Ugh. So what I was saying to you guys is that this Indian couple, again, Indian dude, white Latvian girl, they didn't look happy, okay? They just did not look happy, okay? The woman was spending her time taking care of the children. The children looked like they were between the ages of like 2 and 5, okay? So they weren't like babies or anything, you know, like they're probably between 3 and 5. So the woman was taking care of the kids. Let's see if we can get any information about this place over here. Duke of Jacob or Duke Canal of Duke Jacob. He worked with the colonel, the one who started digging around, but was in lack of financial means. Initially, the Duke of Blaschev loved the waterfall. The work proceeded 100 years later, but was not finished. Okay, so let me get this straight. They wanted to build a canal between the Baltic Sea and the Black Sea in the 19th century, but the project was not economically viable and was stopped in 1831. And then 20 years after the project was abolished, the digging works were continued in order to employ Turkish prisoners of war. Okay, I guess we now know why there's a sizable Turkish population here, you know. Maybe they were part of this Turkish prisoners of war, you know. But, alright, let's keep on going. So, going back to what I was telling you guys, they were not happy, okay? This Indian and what are all these bike chains? What the hell is this? What is this? Is this like some sort of good luck charm or something like that? I don't know. Anyway, so the Indian guy and the girl, they were just not happy. They were not happy people. All right, where's Vintas Rumba? Okay, so I still haven't seen Vintas Rumba yet. Okay, it's that way. So it's pretty much where we're going. We just have to go under the bridge, I guess. So the Indian guy and this white girl, they were just not happy, okay? The woman was just concentrating on the children. The Indian dude was on his cell phone. Like I said, at first, I thought that they were just two separate people on the same table. But eventually, like I said, I looked at the kids, and the kids had the same phenotype as the father. And then when the father took one of them to the restroom, I'm like, okay, they're a couple. All right, so Vintas Rumba guest house. So apparently, guys, in the summer, look, people are swimming here, right? So apparently, guys, you can go fishing, you can do all this stuff in the summer. Oh, look, You know, by the way, guys, they have some of these crazy evangelists over here. When I was walking around Riga yesterday, Old Town Riga, you know, they got the, you know how you got those crazy Christian people handing out flyers and, you know, come to Jesus? Yeah, they had that. Oh, by the way, guys, if you guys want to book anything or get more information, I guess you come to this website, ventasrumba.lv. Like I said, you know, during the summer, man, I'll probably come out here, man. So let's keep on going. Oh, look, that's there it is right there. All right, can we walk all the way there? How is this gonna work? All right, how is this? Okay, apparently we're gonna walk all the way there. Now, aren't these people like afraid of getting swept away? Like, if you're gonna go swimming here, where are you gonna go swimming, dude? You're gonna get swept away? Oh shit, I almost fell. Okay. Okay, I have to be careful now. Last thing I want to do is like break my leg in the middle of nowhere. So apparently, guys, this is the widest waterfall in all of Europe. It's not that deep. Like they said, it's like 2 meters, which is, you know, 6'5" or 6'6". So, you know. So, going back to what I was saying, they just did not look happy. And this is a problem that a lot of ethnic cells out there are gonna encounter when they get with white women, okay? You see, more often than not, ethnic cells are gonna get the white girls that other white dudes did not want. Like, for example, in America, mud sharks, aka coal burners, you know, women who sleep with black dudes. These are women. Look, this is a puddle. I'm just trying to figure out how I can go around it without falling off. So, the mud sharks back in America, that's the woman who exclusively sleep with black dudes. They're not doing it because they find black men attractive. They're doing it because black men are the only men out there who are willing to put up with their toxicity, okay? See, when I see a white woman with an ethnic cell, what goes through my mind is how much of an insufferable cunt is this woman where she has to go out with an ethnic cell, you know? Because again, like I said, more likely than not, ethnic cells are gonna get with white women that other white guys did not want, and because of that, she's gonna resent you for it, you know? This is why I'm telling you guys, you either organically get Stacy or you bribe Stacy to have your children, because organically, meaning that the woman actually desires you, okay? Listen, guys, real talk. Very few white women out there, if any, find ethnic cells to be attractive, okay? You know, in our community in South Florida, in our Muslim community in South Florida, okay, guys? There's considerable amount of white women who embrace Islam, you know, by that epiphany age, you know, 27, 28, you know. And that's because all the white dudes she wants didn't want her. So all of a sudden, you know, Allahu Akbar, praise Jesus, she's a Muslim. And that pussy odometer is back to like zero again, okay? So, you know, I've told you guys before, man, there was this Muslim girl, you know, she was a white girl, you know, found Islam, you know, during the epiphany stage. Her type was Chris Hemsworth, you know. If you guys don't know who Chris Hemsworth is, he plays Thor. You know, hunka, 6'3", big muscular dude. That was her type. But she got with an ethnic cell the total and complete opposite of Chris Hemsworth. So you, I know some of you Muslim gopers out there, y'all gonna be like, well, Amr, that's the power of Allah. He changed her type from hunka hunka Chris Hemsworth to a Muslim sale who's like the same height as she is. Nah, bro. Nah, nah. That's cope, dog. What ended up happening is that the white guys she wanted didn't want her. She knew that every day she gets closer to 30, it's gonna be hard for her to get a man. So she turned her chips in and got herself an ethnic sale. This is what I want every fucking ethnic sale watching this video to motherfucking understand. Be very, very wary of white girls who are in their late 20s who show interest in you. Ask yourself, why is this girl all of a sudden interested in me? Is it because, what's wrong with her, you know? Because you guys gotta be honest. Damn wind. Let's see if I can turn around a little bit. Oh, I just wanna show you this waterfall again. Widest waterfall in all of Europe, right there, guys. This is all of Europe. Widest waterfall. Here we are. You guys know that I normally go swimming, but not gonna do that. First of all, it's hella cold. Secondly, how the hell do the people go swimming here? It's like, aren't you guys afraid of being like freaking dragged by the current and getting hit by rocks? I don't know, maybe they have a safe area over there. You know, I think there's like a pathway where we can go to a more calmer area, but just to keep it 100, guys, I'm not gonna do that, you know? I'm probably gonna slip and fall. I'm just gonna stay where I'm at, man. That's what I'm gonna do, you know? We're just gonna continue with the video over here. So going back to what I was telling you guys is that a lot of you ethnic sales out there, when a post-wall white girl shows interest in you, you guys gotta ask yourself the trillion-dollar question. Why? Okay? Why is this girl all of a sudden interested in my ethnic ass, you know? This is a question you gotta ask yourself. Because either she has borderline personality, either she's mentally ill, either look, Nagasaki, Hiroshima, black belt, truth of the matter. If a white girl is interested in an ethnic cell, or even a black dude, there is something fundamentally, irreparably, inherently wrong with her to take interest in an ethnic cell, okay? I know a lot of black dudes out there, they say, oh yeah, black or white women love us because we got big dicks and we know how to fuck them. Nah, dog, that's fucking cope, bro. That's cope, you know? The only reason a white girl is with a black dude is because you're willing to put up with her nigger shit, okay? So, I want every ethnic cell to understand this and understand this good. Unless you're like, shaddam, okay? If a white girl shows interest in you, she's even, look. I know white girls who show interest in ethnic sales at a younger age, okay? Like 22, 23. These are women who have borderline personality disorder. These are women who have mental illnesses. Okay, these are women who are inherently, fundamentally damaged forever, okay? Those are the ones who show interest in ethnic cells, because ethnic cells, including black people, are willing to put up with their bullshit, okay? So this is what I want you guys out there to understand, okay? Unless you can organically get Stacy to genuinely desire you, your best bet is to actually bribe Stacy to have your children and, you know, hope to God that your children later on can organically get Stacy rather than bribe her, which most ethnic cells have to, okay? So, in conclusion of this video, guys, I am basically recapping what I said. First of all, if you're an Indian dude and you think you're gonna come to like Latvia to cheat your genetics, number one, be tall. Number two, have a decent looking phenotype. And again, in all likelihood, this girl that's settling for you, it's because none of her kind wanted her and you're the only one willing to put up with her BS. Alright guys, that's my video for today. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.